This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin on this Tuesday with the current state of the national bank balance. Overdrawn, one might say. From the Treasury Department, the latest figures go like this. The federal deficit, that is, the gap between what the government brings in and what it spends every year, grew 17% in the 2018 fiscal year. That is, the one that ended just a couple of weeks ago. That is an annual, let me say that again, annual shortfall of $750 billion, $779 billion, for those of you keeping score at home. A couple of things are going on here. The Trump tax cuts, for starters, also increased military spending as well. Now, what to do about it? Well, this morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called the deficit, quote, very disturbing, and then pinned the blame on Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. So we asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson to look into how much government debt is too much for the American economy.
Like many questions in economics, the answer is...
there's no quick and easy answer.
Kenneth Rogoff is an econ professor at Harvard.
It's clear that the U.S. can bear a lot more debt than it has at today's low interest rates.
Even with bigger deficits, even with tax cuts that will add over $1 trillion to the debt in the next 10 years, we're not approaching that scary too much debt level, says Stephanie Kelton, a professor of economics and public policy at Stony Brook University.
As some people would say, you know, the red lights are flashing and we're all sticking our heads in the sand and ignoring the clear and present danger. I don't see a clear and present danger.
Kelton says the U.S., like Japan, will always be able to pay its debts since it controls its own currency. It can just create more money to pay its bills. But do that too much and you risk higher inflation. And Kelton says it matters what the government is using its borrowed money to do. In other words, will the spending make the future economy more productive or not? That's looking at debt through an economic lens. Through a political lens, the debt may already be too big.
The likely scenario is there will be pressure to cut spending elsewhere.
Robert Polin is director of the Political Economy Research Institute at UMass Amherst.
If the Trump administration is committed to continuing to increase military spending, the only place where you can get a substantial amount of savings out of the rest of the budget is in health care.
In other words, Medicaid and Medicare, which Senator McConnell mentioned this morning, though he did say their popularity makes them tough to cut. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.